Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to The Code. I am your host, Z Miles Alday. I have my co-host on the line, Andre Ziggler. What's up, little black dude?
Hello?
Trey.
Hello?
Trey. Okay, so right now it's just me. Welcome to The Code. I am your hostess, Imaj Ade. Tonight we are going to be talking about traveling. What stops us from going off and seeing the world and just experiencing everything it has to offer in it? I think Dre is back. Okay, so I might be having some technical. Trey, you back?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. So, we're going to be talking about traveling tonight, about what stops us from going out here and seeing the world for all that it is in its glory. What are some of the fears that some people may have that since they don't, they might not travel? So, yeah. So tonight, I'm on my way home. So I'm going to get me a drink when I get there. Because I don't know why I like working in that store, but I'm ready. I always need a drink afterwards. So I'm going to get me a drink, and then we'll definitely get to it. So, yeah. I don't know where I don't know where Medisa and Ron are. Taylor had to work. So, yeah. I don't know where. Dre, send a message in the group chat, please, and thank you. Because I'm driving. So yeah. So Dre. Why is it that you don't travel?
Well, I'm broke for one, but I had to get my passport. It's coming. I'm about to be missing it.
What?
It.
What'd you say?
Once I get this passport and everything situated, I'm out of here. I want to.
You ain't good.
Oh, shit.
You trying to what?
I'm trying to screw on foreign lands like y'all. I want to be hoed in another country.
First of all, I wasn't no hoe in the other country. I was with my boyfriend. There was no hoeing.
I just haven't been out of the country.
Did you send a group message? Did you send a message? Hello?
Huh?
Oh my God, I'm not about to do this damn show with you, hon. I'm driving. I asked you to send a message to the group chat, please. You don't listen.
Yeah.
You just like to hear me, but.
No.
You
just
like to
ask. You haven't went through yet.
Just a minute. Well, there's no reason why I can't travel. I travel, I go foreign places, I have a passport, I get stamps and stuff. I have currently multiple stamps from Mexico, stamps from Jamaica. I love Mexico. Mexico is awesome. Every time I go to Mexico, I have like the best freaking time. What? You see?
I know, but I'm saying, as long as I've been knowing you, that's your spot.
Yeah, I've been to different places, parts of Mexico. I'm not the type of person to be like, oh, I got to go back to the same place. No, it's like, I'm not one of those people like, I got to go to Myrtle Beach. No, I'm not going to that shit. But I go to different places in Mexico. I definitely enjoyed Cancun when I went. A couple of years ago, Puerto Vallarta, Cozumel, and this most recently, Los Cabos. So, I love Mexico. People are always so nice to me in Mexico. It's not what people think it is. People are like, and they always call me cousin. They think I'm related to all of them. You know, I'm not your sister.
Yes, ma'am.
So, yeah. Okay, there's Ronald. Hey, Ronald.
What's going on, people?
Nothing,
man.
Nah,
I hear that. You talking to fucking, I hear you acting like Carmen San Diego.
Yeah, where in the world? Because I'm already looking for the next piece of the world I'm about to take over. But I think I saw something while I was in Mexico on somebody else's passport. Some places give you stickers to put on the back of your passport so that you can have a keepsake so that other than just your stamp. So I think I'm going to start doing that. I think I am. If Medisa comes in while I'm in the grocery store, then she's going to sit for a little bit.
Man, ain't she doing a photo shoot or some shit?
She probably turned that damn phone up by now. She ain't answering the phone.
I don't know what she doing.
She done took that damn multi-purpose watch off and just been using her phone. She just been exercising her rights.
Y'all dumb. Y'all dumb. My feet hurt bad. But I know that you travel. You do stuff. Do you have a passport or do you have a passport card?
I have both.
Ooh. Ooh, you fancy. Fancy.
Fancy as hell.
My boyfriend has both. I've got a passport.
I mean, it's easier just to have both. You feel me? You got the card. I mean, you got the actual passport, so you know what I'm saying, pull that big blue joint out, flip the pages around. But then you got that card. I actually keep my passport card in my wallet and walk around with it.
Awesome. Okay, because it is a form of ID.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
So,
you know, sometimes you give something to somebody or you go somewhere and you don't really want them to know your license. You don't want, you know what I'm saying, like, different state or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You get on boom. You put out that passport ID, just as good. Gets you exactly what you need to get.
It sure does. I think I'm going to invest in me a card. Because actually, when I get ready to invest in a card, I think I'll wait till my passport, because my passport runs out first. It'll run out year in 2021. So I think what I'll do is when I renew it, I'm like, hey, can I get the card too?
So how much is the card, Ron?
I don't even remember. I mean, it's been a minute, but I just got both of them at once. Just like pay whatever it was and get both of them, as opposed to, you know, you could pay for one or whatever. Mm-hmm. It made sense too when you look at the amount it cost. It was like X amount for this, Y amount for that. And like, why not just pay for it?
Right. And the reason why some people don't travel because they're like, I don't have the money to travel. When in actuality, they don't realize that you can pay for trips. In payments.
Listen, whenever you tell somebody to do something or you suggest somebody do something that's a good thing and they come back with some bullshit answer, 9 times out of 10 it's an excuse. It ain't the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Yo, you should eat her pussy. And he like, nah, sir, I don't do that. He lying. He full of shit.
I hate you. I hate you, motherfucker.
I mean, even if it's something like, you know what? You should stop smoking cigarettes. You know what? You gotta die from something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What a bunch of bullshit.
Oh, everything good for you is right?
You can't afford, you know what I'm saying? You can't afford to travel. You got new pair of Jordans, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got a new top, you know what I'm saying? New Audi.
Did I say top? I really said top, right? I mean, I
this nigga is really in the grocery store.
I really am. I told you I'm going to the grocery store.
I ain't mad at you, but you was like, fuck the listeners, Dre and Ron. I'm not muting nothing.
Okay. So, I mean, I'm still talking, that's why. But when I get up to the register, I'll mute it.
So besides South America, has there been any other places that you've traveled to? Oh, excuse me. I don't know why I said South America, because that's still North America. See, there I go fucking failing geometry class.
I've been to the Caribbean. I've been to different parts of the Caribbean. I do plan to travel to Africa and to Europe at some point, and Asia. I have a friend in Thailand who's teaching me Chinese and Thai.
Did this nigga just say she was going to Thailand? Is that what she just said, Dre?
No, she's going to Asia. But her peoples is in... is over there, and he's teaching her the language.
Nigga, you make it seem like Thailand in Asia.
Don't get her to talking like that. Nigga, she will fuck you up talking like this. She makes it funny as hell.
That's some shit. So what's going on, Dre, man? How you feeling today, man?
Man, I can laugh at your goofy ass the damn day.
don't know what you're talking about.
All I could hear when I was doing my little comedy skit with the damn Incredible Hulk thing, and all I could see was
yeah, was that hilarious?
I gotta get that on my phone, yo. I need that now. I need that music. That shit is fucking hilarious.
That was her this morning.
I know. And then blackball us tonight. Ain't gonna show up.
Ain't that some bullshit?
Probably somewhere stuck in you.
Oh, you stupid. But the funny part is that, so for those who don't know, we sometimes, you know what I'm saying, go into our little group chat or whatever, and you know in the group chat you can see when somebody reads the messages that everybody else puts. so we click, and we just see her looking. And she looking. Like, what? Like, what you doing? What you looking at?
Yeah, I started that whole shit. And I was like, why is she saying that? And then I like, she can't use her phone at work no more. And I was like, I'm going to fuck with her now. Because she can't say shit.
Oh, shit. And then once you started it, you know, it don't take nothing for my silly ass to motherfucking catch on.
That's it. I know she was like, I'm going to get these.
It might be why she a no-call, no-show. Y'all done messed with her so bad today.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what she's talking about.
Okay.
And if it was, we ain't scared of her ass. What she gonna do? She ain't nothing but, know what I'm saying, 3'13". She's short, her short ass.
3'13"? What?
Yeah, she taller than that? She ain't no taller than that. She's about 3'13", 3'14½", something like that.
You are stupid. That's funny.
No, that shit, you're great. That shit had me. I was like, doom, 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 doom. Yo, I was just listening to that shit in my head.
Come here. Then y'all treated her like she was a crackhead.
He did hit her with the pookie shit, didn't he? Oh, y'all are crazy.
That's what happens when you work for, you know, outfits and people be messing it up for everybody. Yeah, I work from home, so no, I don't have all them issues.
Yeah, I don't work from home, but I'm by myself most of the day, so I'm Gucci. I got some leeway.
Right. Long as you're pacing and driving.
She is definitely, know what I'm saying, under master's eye on the plantation.
Right.
Don't
exactly.
You be touching no electronics, girl.
Just do it here.
Don't you be eyeballing no telephones, no screens it is.
Not screens it is.
Screens it is.
That's funny.
Oh, shit. And you were trying to front, like you wasn't laughing with us earlier. You girl, she going to hurt y'all.
Y'all out here just laughing and kikiing and stuff.
You trying to disassociate yourself from the bullshit. Don't y'all? You one in all with us. We all combined with this. We did it. All of us.
You got nothing to do with it. I'm home. Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But y'all give me a second.
So, all right, so I want you to answer this when you get back, right? The worst part about traveling. Now, for me, the worst part about traveling, I found that every time I come back from vacation, I need a motherfucking vacation. It's just, you know, something about getting readjusted to the time, getting back into the workflow, waking up early that morning. Even though when I'm on vacation, I still wake up early in the morning. My body just get up. But just, you know, fitting back into your daily grind is tiring. It's exhausting. So it's like you get back from vacation, it's like, damn, I need a vacation. And I don't know. It's just one of those things where it's like mentally you get fatigued from traveling to have to go back to work and deal with the daily grind. So that's one of the things for me. It's like the bad part about vacation. As soon as I come back from one, I need one. That should be killing me. And Dre, you still there with us? All right, now Dre gone.
Yeah.
He's saying sure.
No, he said he's still there. But I agree. That's one of the things. And that's why I usually, after vacationing, I usually take like a day off after I get back. Like, I may come back on Saturday, you know, and I need to work on Sunday, but I'll be off Sunday and Monday, something like that. To kind of just get myself together. But this time, we ran into so many dang issues that, that it messed that up for me. Like, are you serious right now? And I sent a nasty gram to American Airlines. Yeah, I did. I'll give me a second. I was nice, but I got my point across, and I got some vouchers.
There you go. See, and that's what it is. See, that's what we don't realize. It's about leveraging your dollar. These airlines want your dollar. They know when they fuck up. And the first thing that some people do is they'll write a letter. They'll make a phone call. They'll send an email. But usually us, we're usually like, they ain't shit. I ain't going on them no more, but don't say nothing. You know what? I understand. Things happen. And don't say nothing. You know what I mean? Like, we let it pass. Well, you got some other people where they, oh, no, I am taken aback by your lack of performance. And you had me stay an extra day in another state by missing my flight. And it helped me or it hurt me in this situation, that situation, and this. And I need some kind of remuneration. I need you to make it up. And they get it. And you got a voucher. So we got to know that ain't nothing wrong with complaining when shit go wrong. Don't just try to sweep it under the rug. So that's definitely something we need to recognize. You definitely had your white lady on. Got your Jewish lady on.
I had my 9-to-5 voice on. So for the listeners, or whatever, so you all know I traveled this past week. It started off pretty bumpy. The fact that our flight was supposed to leave at 7:15 in the morning, that means we had to get up at 4. We had to be at the airport by 5 so that we can be ready to get on our flight, right? So we're there on time. Our flight. The plane is already in the gate. So that means that y'all have been here all night long. They get ready to go start the plane up, and they don't want to start up.
Uh-oh.
Or there's some type of malfunction going on. So they're like, hey, we're going to be delayed about just by a few minutes. We're going to restart the plane and this, that, and the third or whatever.
How Dre getting that stuff again? So, they're saying, hey, it's going to be about 8:30.
Dre got knocked
okay.
up. What'd you say? Dre pregnant. What'd you say?
No, I said he got knocked off.
Oh, my bad.
And so, we were like, okay. The first delay was like, oh, okay, we're delayed to 8 o'clock. Our next flight is at XYZ time. Maybe, you know, we'll get there in time. Uh-uh. They said then, well, we're going to be delayed until 9:30. No, I'm supposed to be on another flight at 9:30. You're tripping. So I then got on the phone with American Airlines, and I got them to move the flight that I was supposed to catch out of Dallas to 6:30 in the evening because we were just having too many issues. But we moved that flight. That was okay. And then I called the people that we did our reservations through, and they moved our shuttle time. So this way we do have a shuttle from the airport to the resort. So that was taken care of. So then, you know, this is where I found my boyfriend to be so funny, because he saw me getting upset. He saw my face and my facial expressions changing. The more they continued to delay us, the hotter I got. So he kind of just went and adventured through the airport, which the airport is not that big, so I could still see him, but he was just going back and forth and looking at the screen or whatever. And he was like, hey, there's a plane coming in from Dallas, so let's try to see if we can get on that plane. I said, okay, I'll go. I'll go talk to the little man because he lets me take care of our customer service and the relationship because I get shit done. So I said, hey, I noticed that there's a plane, you know, coming in from Dallas. Is it possible for us to be able to get on that flight to go back to Dallas? He was like, no, that flight is full. I said, well, I have a 6:30 flight to Cabo, so somebody needs to get me to Dallas before then. He's like, well, ma'am, there's nothing I can do. Pause. Yes, there is. I said, this flight that's coming in from Charlotte, is there a flight to Charlotte? I said, is there a flight out of Charlotte to Dallas? He's typing around and looking. He was like, yes. Is it possible for me to get on this flight to Charlotte? Yes, ma'am, it is. You got 2 seats? Yes. Okay, so now we hop on a flight from Greensboro to Charlotte. It's a 20-minute flight. Okay? That flight left at 12:20. The next flight that was leaving from Dallas left at 1:10.
Mm.
So we got down to Charlotte at 1 o'clock. So we had to go from, I think it was like gate A to gate D in 10 minutes. So
tonight y'all looking like OJ running through the airport.
Man, what? And you know, and my boyfriend was like, why are you getting on those walking things? You know those walking things that they move.
Uh-huh, Charlotte definitely got those walking things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was like, and he was like, why are you getting on that? I said, because it's going to make us move quicker. He was like, you think so? I said, I know so.
You think so?
You think so? No, I know so. Understand that your girlfriend's going to get you, we're going to get us there. So we get on the plane, and now this particular plane, we are not sitting together because they could only put us in separate seats. So we're not sitting together. He has kids behind him. I have this older gentleman with me. He's talking my head off. It's okay because I talk to strangers. And so we get to Dallas. We then now have like an hour and some change before we have to. Actually, we now have like 2 hours before our next flight got ready to leave. So that was the first bump in the road. So I told him, I said, when we get back home, I'm going to write a letter. And he was like, you're not going to write a letter. I said, okay. I said, and I'm not taking names and everything. I'm taking people's names. Whoever did something right, they got kudos. But their complaint was long. So I said, okay. So then, coming back, we got through the airport in Cabo fine. We get to Dallas. We got to Dallas early. Early. Keep this in mind, okay? We got to Dallas early enough to be able to go through customs, TSA, and make our plane, right? In our minds, we're going to do that. And we got time to eat, right? No. So we go through customs, and the thing about it is you have to, on airports, I know that you don't go back to TSA when you go through customs the first time, but for whatever reason, in Dallas, once you get off in customs and immigration, you got to go, you know, you still get your bags and you check them again, but now you got to go through TSA again. So, the little black girl and the little white guy first, he's like, you all need to be in the line. And this is, sorry, you're doing too much with your job today. We know you're here. You came to pick up your paycheck. We get it. Just do your job and do it in silence. We don't need you to do all this talking and extra shit. So that was one. So then we get to the little black girl who is checking our liquor. Because, you know, when you buy it, they put it in a, especially when you buy it in the airport at the duty-free, they put it in a little plastic bag, and they got to cut it open and check it and make sure it's what it is. Fine. So there's a couple in front of us who has, like, six bottles of liquor. You know, two adults can have three bottles on them, depending on the size. Okay. So they have six, and we have three. Okay, so she was like, when she gets to us, she was like, oh, my God, y'all killing me with all this liquor. Bitch, I got a plane to catch. You might want to hurry the hell up. Okay, now we are in Terminal B. If you've ever been to Dallas Airport, you know that none of the terminals are close together. You got to take a train to all them bitches.
Indeed.
Okay, so we're in Terminal B. We got to get to Terminal D, as in dog. Okay? We get to Terminal D, our plane is already gone. It's left. Keep in mind, both suitcases, my boyfriend's suitcases, gone. On their way back to North Carolina. We sitting at the goddamn gate. Hot. Steaming. I'm trying not to show out. So, that's how we ended up staying in Dallas tonight. Because TSA was moving so damn slow that we missed our flight. And the next flight wasn't going to be until 11 o'clock the next morning. Now, I ain't about to spend the night in a hotel. What y'all going to do in America is give me a hotel voucher. Because this was not my fault. So they gave us a hotel voucher. They gave us meal vouchers as well. And they failed at getting us a taxi voucher because they were supposed to give us one of those, but they didn't. So we ended up having to pay for a taxi to and from the airport. Now, Shamor, our friend Sally Shamova came to our hotel, and she picked us up, and she took us to Walmart so that we could get some underclothes and shit and some clothes. So I appreciate her. But come Monday morning, when I was settled, I got my breakfast in my body, I sat down, and I emailed my 2,000 characters, because they only give you a certain amount of characters to send, because you got to go through the website and send it. I use all but 200 characters, like 1,800, to tell my story. And yesterday, I got a quiet-ass email from them saying that we apologize
I'm sorry this was a disappointing experience for you, especially if you are one of our travelers who travel with us all the time. She said, but here's a $100 voucher for you, and here's a $100 voucher for your boyfriend.
I hear that.
And he was like, "Ah, you really wrote that letter? What, you thought I was playing?"
Yeah, you Carolina Kitty Steam. And so you got your Jewish lady on. I ain't mad at you.
But I'm not playing these games with them. Oh, no. And it was so crazy because everybody's, like, those first flights on Monday morning, everybody's was jacked up. Everybody. There was the one that we got on from Charlotte. It was late. It was supposed to be there at 9:30. It didn't get there till 12:20. Every flight was jacked up. We met a couple from St. Louis on the flight to Cabo. Their flight in St. Louis was jacked up. So they were given a meal voucher, and the girl on the plane was like, "Oh, well, I don't know nothing about that." So they ended up giving them free liquor for the flight. On the flight with us from Greensboro to Charlotte, the flight attendant said, she said, "Look, listen, before I get started with y'all all the stuff that I need to tell y'all," she said, "it has been a long morning. And I know it's been a long morning for us, it's been a long morning for you all. So we got liquor. If you want a drink, we're coming up and down the aisle, but you just got to finish it before you get off the airplane." So we got free. And my boyfriend is like, "You really going to drink at noon?"
I was fucked up and mad.
Exactly. Fucked up and mad.
I had my Tito's and crayon apple juice. I sure did. My two toes.
You stupid. She had her two toes.
I did. My two toes and my crayon apple juice. I sure enough did. I'm playing this game.
I think they kind of shorted you with just $100.
That's the thing. I was like, I feel like our vouchers should have been a little bit more.
Right.
The
only thing $100 was doing is making you buy tickets.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm not gonna push it. But he was like, "Just be grateful that you got those." I was like, "Okay, I get it. But I'm a roaster."
Don't just be grateful about nothing. You deserve, first of all, $100, so it's $200. I'm sure a nice chunk of that $200 is used up in cab money to and from the airport.
It was $29 and $19.
Look at that. So that's $30 and $20, that's $50. So that's a quarter of that. Boom, just done. So now you tell me my inconvenience is only worth $175 a piece?
No, it was only $100
a piece. Now I know what I'm saying. And you got to go out of your way once you get to Charlotte to find your luggage.
Oh, I didn't tell you that you lost. Okay, so you know on the app or whatever, they tell you where your bags are,
right?
So on the app, it says three or four of your bags have reached the destination of Greensboro, North Carolina. Three or four. I told my boyfriend, I said, "Hey, one of our bags didn't make it." And see, this is what I learned, that my boyfriend is very paranoid, which is fine. But he's paranoid as hell. As hell. And he's like,
"Dre, did you just call him scary? Is that what you just did, Dre? She called him scary?"
Yeah.
No, I did not.
He's very paranoid.
He's very paranoid. Very, very. And I'm telling him, you know, it's not your bag. It's probably my bag. Because I had a bag that had a bottle of tequila in it that I actually bought in Mexico. So I didn't buy it at the airport. So I didn't have one of those fancy bags. I bought it at the tequila tasting. And so, wait a minute. I'm about to turn this blender on. Give me a second. But,
this nigga still making drinks. Look at her. I'm scared of her.
I hadn't even thought I was sitting down.
Motherfucker, Ivy from the Love Boat over there. This nigga making drinks. I hear that shit.
But
if
so,
I had to drive when we got off this show, I'd make me a drink.
So sober. So I said, when am I bag didn't make it? He was like, yeah, it was mine probably. I said, no, it's probably my bag. So we go down to the office because our bag is no longer on the carousel. They're all in the bag thing.
Little
with
office,
the American office. Yeah, uh-huh. Right there. And he was like, where are we supposed to go? I was like, we're supposed to go to this office. So we go to the office, and I tell the girl, I was like, hey, the app says that only three of our bags made it. And she was like, well, I have three bags. I said, okay, so she was bringing the bags out, and the last bag, I was like, is the bag black or blue? She was like, it's black. I said, I told you it was my bag. And so she was like, do you have the ticket from the bag? I was like, yeah, just give me a second, I'll find it. So I found the ticket. Tell me why it's on the flight that I was just on. You mean to tell me I had some type of clothing in goddamn Dallas and y'all didn't say nothing?
Wow.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Well, how the hell did that bag get on your flight a day later? That don't make no sense.
Your guess is my guess. Your guess is my guess. Your guess is my guess. Because what did y'all do?
So basically what they're saying is, let me get this straight. What they're saying is, technically, your bag was supposed to get there a day late because you were supposed to be there a day earlier.
Right. So my bag would have got there a day late. I said, you know what? This is going to make no sense. Okay, these people. And so he was like, you said you probably won't never fly American again, so you should give me your voucher. I said that they need to give me something for this inconvenience. Now, I'll fly if I ain't got to pay no
so this nigga tried to get both of them vouchers?
Yeah, he tried to get both of them.
Smart man.
No. Don't get him cussed out because you think he's smart.
But you did say you wasn't going to fly them no more, so you might as well give it to them.
I did not say that.
Oh.
Hell,
that's what it sounds like.
I don't fly Delta because of how they treat people. The only thing will be left to fly is United.
So another thing that people... And I guess you had a bad influence with this, but a lot of things people need to realize is the airline that you choose is very important. And I would suggest that no one ever purchase a ticket from Spirit Airlines, ever.
Now, I've flown Allegiant. Allegiant is not bad. I've never flown Southwest.
Southwest wasn't bad when I flew it. They was all right.
Okay. I ain't never flew it. I never really had to go nowhere.
Southwest was all right. I mean, I flew an American. They was all right. I remember when we had the issue with these clowns, we flew Frontier because that was the last thing out. And that wasn't actually bad. It just was a little small, rinky-dink plane, though. Boom. You went to a resort, so you had to catch a plane to catch a plane to a place. When I took them bastard Spirit, we was going to a cruise. So we end up missing the boat. And I'm like, this is some real bullshit. So we get to the airport, me and my daughter and my mother. I'm like, I'm going to take everybody on vacation. I'm going to be a responsible son/father, you know. And we get to the airport. I was paying for their tickets, and I also paid for my aunt's ticket. My aunt was coming from Georgia going to Florida. So she said, I'm just going to drive. So she drove while the rest of us went from New York, hopped in the plane. The airplane had a flat. Who the fuck has ever heard of an airplane catching a flat?
I heard of that one time before. I remember my cousin. He flew.
I ain't never heard of that shit.
Yeah, but he flew to D.C. because he didn't want to drive. He didn't want to drive with us. He said he don't like being in the car for so long. Blah 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 blah. We were going to have a family meeting, and he said, when he got to the damn airport, I think it was the front tire. One of the front tires was flat. One of the front ones was flat. But when it came in, when it landed and shit, it somehow skipped. You know how when it landed, it skipped a little bit? And when it came down, it damn, like the little tire shit, it popped on something on the rail. I think it hit a reflector or some shit on the road. And it busted. And he said, luckily, it was just that one because they could actually stop. And then he said, it took him a minute to change it. He said, after that shit, he was scared of hell. Not like he should have got your ass in the car.
Well, you should have. So we had to get up early in the morning, like a mosh, to catch a plane down to Florida to try to get to Miami to catch a boat. That, you know, most cruises, they leave by, what, 4, but the last time you could board is 3, something like that. So we missed that shit. So here I go. I'm like, come on, mama. Come on, daughter. I'm going to go get us planes. So we were taking this cruise to the Bahamas. I'm going to go get us plane tickets to the Bahamas. We'll catch the boat there and still be good. You know what I'm saying? We get there a day before the boat. We'll chill on the island for a day, and then when the boat comes, we'll get on it, meet my aunt, and have fun with her on the way back. What I didn't realize is that me and my mother had passports, as we spoke of, but my daughter didn't have her passport at that time. Now, you can leave the country on a boat without a passport, but you can't leave the country on a plane without a passport. So when I went and bought the non-refundable tickets to the Bahamas, it was all good. When we fucking found out that two of them shits, well, one of them was useless, which was my daughter's, I couldn't just leave her in Florida by herself. I mean, I guess I could have, but that would have been irresponsible as a parent. So I tell my mother, I say, you fly to the Bahamas. You meet her. We'll find another way. So we go get a hotel room that night, and the next morning there was a boat leaving Florida going to the Bahamas. So I said, all right, perfect. We'll charter that boat, go to the Bahamas, meet them there, do it that way. That shit was fucking not happening. For whatever reason, that boat wasn't leaving that day. So one plane and one motherfucking flat tire just caused all kind of ruckus, and it just snowballed and snowballed. Now I say all that to say, Spirit and they whack ass end up giving me, my mother, and my daughter vouchers to go anywhere that they fly for free. 3 vouchers. What I end up doing was, since I was never going to fly them again, I gave the vouchers to my mother. So my mother had 3 vouchers to fly anywhere that Spirit flies for free. And I was like, I'll never, I repeat, ever, 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 never fuck with them again. So I just suggest everybody take fuck Spirit. You know what I'm saying? You better off getting a 10-speed bike and riding that to your destination, because them motherfuckers always got something wrong. But then again, I guess
I'm not scared
if you're looking for If you're looking for a quick flight and they're the only ones that got a seat available, maybe you might have to take them. I don't know.
I would be scared them motherfuckers going to lose my luggage. Because, when I used to fly when I was little, going back forth to damn Seattle and fucking Texas with my uncle, I didn't have a care in the damn world. And then the last time I flew as an adult, everything was straight. It's just we had a little bad, little turbulence or whatever. But my biggest fear is what happened to Best Friend. I'd be mad as hell. I fuck around and get somewhere and I ain't got my damn luggage. I would be hot.
Shit, I played myself one time. I'm coming back into the country and we packing real quick. And I played myself. I know the rules. You put your liquor in your bags that you check. You don't put your liquor in your carry-ons. I know the rules. I've abided by the rules before. For some reason, this time, my dumb ass put two bottles of white Hennessy in my carry-on. Here I go, get to the fucking checkpoint. And as soon as my shit went on the conveyor belt, I said, oh, shit. It's like, ding, 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 stupid. You know what you did, right? So it goes through. Excuse me, sir, is this your bag? I already knew what it was. Yo, they took them two bottles out, and they looked nice, and they were just glistening in the light. It must have been something about the ambient lighting of the airport that made them just shine brighter than they ever shone. And I had to leave them shits there because I wasn't going to just drink them and miss my flight. They're not that important. So I'm like, damn, I got to leave these two bottles. Now, mind you, I had two bottles in my luggage, so I knew to put them in there. But them two, I put in my fucking carry-on like an asshole. So I just know them fucking agents at that damn airport got two bottles of white Hennessy right now, and they loving it.
That's another thing. I don't think they can throw it. Because, how can you throw? I don't know fuck what they say. They keep that shit. Then the way in the hell you going to throw an unopened bottle?
Thank you.
They keep in fucking, how do you even tell bring a fucking the lotion or cologne or deodorant on the plane because it's too big? That's stupid.
Listen, I know they be keeping that shit too because, like you said, it don't make no sense for you to, you know what I'm saying? What you going to do? Open it up and pour it out? You going to throw it in the garbage? I mean, why would you do that shit?
And all them criminals that work at the damn airport, these those they got fucked up on this shit.
Thank you. All them motherfuckers who surprisingly passed the background check to be able to work in the airport, is the motherfuckers have stole countless fucking bottles and carry on bags and all kind of shit.
Top of that, I know they be going through motherfuckers' bags and shit, right? They went through
my big bag because when they scanned it, they saw that there was a bottle in it. So they still had to check it. They still check them.
I know y'all don't watch wrestling or nothing like that, but this is a story. They take the snake toe, right? And he said he was at the airport and he had to bring the snake with him to the airport. So he had to put it in the little carrier thing so they could put it on the plane.
Damien?
Yeah. And them fuckers that was loading the damn plane, somehow they found out that it was Jake the Snake's damn bag and shit and opened it.
Aw, damn.
And they had to call him to catch it. He told the story. It was like they got this thing on WWE Network. They be telling stories behind the scenes and shit. And he told the story. And I was like, see, that's the shit I be talking about. Them motherfuckers be going through motherfuckers' bags at the airport, man, on purpose.
I was listening to one story. It was Jazzy Jeff was on with Nori on Drink Chaps, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it was these DJs, and they was talking. It was like when they were traveling, they got to send their records. You know what I'm saying? You taking it before, you know what I'm saying, the whole Serato joint. They would ship their records overseas when they DJing. And one time the motherfucker got to the airport and all he seen was the tops of his crates coming through. Motherfucker had opened
so
up his crate records, stole the crate and the bottom part, the base of it, but just put the tops on and let them shits come out.
I see. And that was a good-ass episode, too, by the way.
You seen that one, right?
Shout out to Drink Champ. That was a good-ass episode. But imagine, though, back then in the fucking 90s, and had to carry all them fucking records.
Exactly.
You know, as a DJ, me and my boy Mike, we had to carry them bitches around from party to party, you know what I'm saying, doing local parties and shit. So I can imagine. Yes,
you know how many fucking
all
records?
Fucking crazy.
Now, mind you, when you go, you get in the playlist so you know what songs, you know what I'm saying? You know what kind of party you're doing, so you don't bring all
exactly.
your records. You just bring select ones. So now you just lost those specific records for that specific kind of party. You ass out now.
And they probably got his, all his classic shit. You know, Jazzy Jeff and all of them back then, that was cool. So, like, to be in the record school, you had to get all the records from upstairs record, Beach Street, all of that shit. You had to be, like, constantly to get the exclusive shit that never comes out, you know what I'm saying, down here and shit. So I can imagine
mm-hmm.
all the good shit they got from there. They probably took their needles and
everything. Everything. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, just the tops of it. And then the fact that they didn't take everything, but they sent, you know what I'm saying? That's like somebody saying, Yeah, we got your shit, and what you gonna do about it?
And then you can't complain, but it's just your word against theirs. Like, you know what I'm saying? They can you lying or whatever because you want some extra money or some shit.
I don't know. All I know is that, you know, there's been times that I lost my luggage and they had to send it the next day via shuttle to my home and all kind of bullshit. And one time it was 2 days late. I just don't understand the whole concept of me and my luggage not being together. I just don't get that.
And see, that's
right.
Like I said, that's one of my biggest fears. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, that'd be real fucked up. You fuck around and be like Roscoe Jenkins, get off the damn. Everybody got their bag. You walk around with a picnic table.
Right. Or you walking around with a $1 Walmart shirt.
Hey! And my $7 leggings, and my $2.50 panties.
I
got an offer for $10
with
tax included.
Walmart shirts though. The Walmart t-shirts, they got some dope ass damn colors for their t-shirts.
This nigga. This nigga.
I spent $14 in all in the Walmart. $14.
And got an outfit and a meal. Ain't that some shit?
Mm-hmm. No, well, Shamor was kind enough to purchase my meal. She fed me. We went to In-N-Out Burger because that was the only thing that was open at that time of night. And so I said I had never been there, so that's why we went.
I ain't go front. When I used to eat beef and I was in California, I went to In-N-Out. And that was the best fucking burger I have ever purchased in my life. Them niggas, I don't know what, I think they put that Thousand Islands dressing on their burger. Nigga. That shit. And they wrap it in that little fake aluminum paper. That was a good ass burger.
He said
that
fake aluminum.
I mean, we can't quit running on cookouts.
I mean, I don't eat that no more, but I mean, listen, the cookout now, I eat corn and fish and potato salad. If you ain't got no corn, fish, and potato salad, then I don't know if I could come. Either that or I'm going to eat before I get there and just drink.
No, I know it's a place called Cookout. It's a restaurant called Cookout. They sell cookout food.
Oh, Cookout. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't fuck with Cookout. I don't fuck with Cookout. Yeah.
That's because you don't eat beef and you don't eat hot dogs and stuff no more.
But
barbecue.
They do have good shakes. They do have good shakes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That food is good. When I feel like I want a real creasy ass burger, that's where I go. I'm going to tell you the spot that's really overrated to me. And I I wrote wrong, I'll probably be mad if I say when I say this shit. Fucking damn White Castles, man.
Oh, well. See, White Castle, see, this is being from New York. White Castle is the place that you go to after the club at 4 in the morning because they're 24 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what my uncles and cousins told me when I went up there with them. This was about 96. This is when the, this is when the tunnel and all that shit was still sort of jumping before they shut it down, right? And we went, and this is the first club I've where you got your socks, all that shit to get in the club. And I have never witnessed that shit. So after the club, we left, and that's where we went. Found the damn White Castle. I was like, man, this shit overrated. This wasn't even, I don't know. Maybe I wasn't drunk enough to enjoy the food. I don't know.
Nigga, if you drunk and you hit up, and also, see, for us, it depends, you know what I'm saying? Because I have my Brooklyn days, I have my Queens days, as like going to, well, depending on where we went. Different boroughs, they got different White Castles, but the Queens one and the Brooklyn one always had bitches at them. You know what I'm saying? So the Queens one was on Jamaica Avenue.
Brooklyn, though, you right about that, because we got the White Castle.
Uh-huh.
3 in the morning, and that bitch was.
Got the one on Utica, and the one on Utica, that one always had people in it. But then you had the one out in East New York. That one, I mean, it was always females in White Castle. So it's like, yo, why wouldn't you go to White Castle, even if you're not eating nothing?
Yeah, that's what they were saying. It was like, yo, the food might be good, but you're going to get your damn look on. You possibly might get a damn look or two. They might.
Listen,
like,
I go a step further with you, and those who, you know what I'm saying, are sensitive listeners may want to cover their ears, but the one in East New York, that was the whole stroll, so you might find a sack of burgers and a prostitute.
Yeah. That's the one, ain't that the one that used to be on HBO?
Listen, I don't know if it was on HBO or not, but it was on HBO. I know that I know.
Yeah, that shit was on. If I ain't mistaken, that shit was on Hookers at the Point one time, and they all met there after they got two.
Well, no, see, Hookers in the Point is in the Bronx. That was in the Bronx. The one in Brooklyn is a different strip. They have multiple whole corner supermarkets in New York. that may be a slightly different one, but that being said, I tell you this, man. There have been times where we online in White Castle and motherfuckers ain't caring what, because you know back in the day they used to get a little number, and they call your number, and motherfuckers they ain't worrying about what number they're calling. They looking outside to see that bitch with the red thong walking down the street. Like, is that bitch walking down the street with nothing but a thong on in 14 degree weather? Is that what she's doing?
Man, that's just like my first trip to damn D.C. Yeah, the White House, that bitch looked good from the front. Notice they never show that motherfucker from the back.
That's the head, baby. What you coming for? You acting like you ain't never been to the ghetto, you know what I'm saying? Puss a supermarket for a burger.
And then, hey, the hood of the more hood of the spot, the better the food.
You know what? I remember when I went to Atlanta a few years back, we went to, I can't remember the name of the place. It was like this little rundown eatery in the middle of the hood, and it was soul food, and it was so freaking good. Like, there was the best kind of greens and yams I had had in a long time. Like, they were compared to my mama's collard greens and yams. Like, them collard greens was like, if anybody knew who, I like vinegar on my collard greens. I didn't even have to put that much. I didn't have to put no vinegar on my collard greens. Like, you ain't got to put no vinegar on them. You know them shits is good.
Listen, man, I tell you this. them little hood hole in the wall spots, you can't beat them shit.
I'll tell you that.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you this. Okay, so anybody who's from Charlotte, if you're listening, I enjoy Mr. Three's Crab Pot. It's in the middle of the hood. It's one way in, one way out. It's not sit in. It's takeout only. The line be around the building, and it's the best fucking crab legs in the world. I mean, my brother makes some really good crab legs. Don't get me wrong. My brother busts down some food. But them crab legs with that garlic and sauce and them potatoes and sausages and corns and shit, let me tell y'all something. I could eat that shit every day if it wasn't so goddamn hot. It's and then it's hot in the hood. Like, you go spend. I think last time me and my boyfriend went, we spent $60, and we only got two plates.
I don't know about you, but when I'm listening to you, I can hear your mouth salivating.
What? Yeah. Oh my God, that shit's so goddamn good. Oh my God,
That's why I say the more hood of the spot, the better the food. When we went to Atlanta, when me and my man Keith Porter, we went in there for the yacht party, and where we stayed at was a straight white neighborhood. But Latif, our homeboy Latif, makes it peace. He knew where all the damn spots were. He went to this Jamaican spot and got some jerky jerk chicken. Man, we walked up in there. First of all, the chick was like, "How you doing? Welcome to this all that." She was straight country and ghetto as hell with pink hair. Nigga, when I tell you that food was so damn good. Went home, went back to the room and slept, almost missed the damn bus to get to the party.
I'm done.
Missed the whole porter. Sleep in a coma.
Damn near. Hey, the more the spot, the food. That's just like down here. Even though Stephanie, the food is good as shit, but the area that it's in is terrible.
See, I may sound crazy.
They beat him. The bomb. Okay, sorry.
Now, I don't know if it's me, but
maybe you.
Do y'all fuck with Waffle House?
Nigga, I eat Waffle House.
Do we fuck with the Waffle House?
We eat Waffle House. But the thing is this, the side of town that we live on does not have a Waffle House because it's more Caucasian people on this side of the town.
Oh. So they have a French Toast House.
No, they don't. They used to have a Waffle House over here, but now
you like
it's,
that,
it's a farm to table place. Like, it's a farm to table. But we have Scratch on this side of town, which I haven't had. But we have this place called Herbie. Herbie could give Waffle House a run for their money.
Hell yeah, man, they sell fries.
See, that's what I'm saying. See, fries, nigga. Yo, fries are underrated. A good motherfucking French fry will get my business.
Exactly.
But I ain't gonna lie to you. Nigga, every place I go to, lower than, well, because, you know, they got a Waffle House in Fredericksburg. That's the first one. But Fredericksburg, Virginia, and down. Any town I get to on the East Coast that got a motherfucking Waffle House, I am in it.
You going to Waffle House?
I am in it.
That's when my friend came to visit me from D.C., that's where they were like, "Hey, so are we going to Waffle House?" I was like, "Are you serious right now? You drove 6 whole ass hours to want to go to Waffle House? Okay, come on, let's go to Waffle House." No, like, come on, nigga. Come on, we'll go to Waffle House if you want to go to Waffle House.
If I got to go, I'll go.
I'll go with you. I mean, I'm going to eat me some eggs and a waffle and some bacon.
Listen, them pecan waffles is fucking crack.
It's not crack.
Crack.
Cocaine.
Listen, it's little sprinkles of crack rock that they put underneath each pecan. Because that shit,
nigga. Hey, that's what my people say from New York when they come down here. Listen, they want you to go to Popeye's. Because I don't think y'all got one of them up there.
Nigga, we got Popeye's in New York, man. Listen, they just fucking used to that shit, so they want to go there. You ain't supposed to come from New York to go to. If you see a Popeye's, oh yeah, that's familiar. I know about that. Yeah, those are Jerry Rice people. I get it. But no, nigga, you supposed to head up a fucking Waffle House. They don't know no better.
No, or you supposed to go to some shit that's like definitely Waffle House, because Waffle House is only in the South. That's just the only place you're gonna find it. When you go, like, you just not gonna find it. This ain't no fucking IHOP. This is Waffle House. You just gonna have to get all this ghetto shit that's out there happen. Or,
like, you go to LA, you gotta go to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffle. You don't go to motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, AHA for breakfast.
And see, I want to go to LA and just stay for some days and hang the fuck out. Because I've been to LA, but I've only been to LAX.
Okay.
You know, I've only been through the airport. Right. Like, I think the first layover was like 2 hours, and then when we came back, the layover was like 4 hours. So we didn't know our way around, so it wasn't like we were going to leave the airport.
Right.
And I don't think they have a Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles in the airport.
So, I think that is a safe assumption.
But listen, do you know how much business they will probably fucking get if they put that in the fucking airport, my nigga?
Yo, you know what I was saying they should put in airports, and I've never seen one, a motherfucking barbershop.
Wonder if, because I noticed in Dallas that they had a spa, like a spa. Like, they say you can come in, take a nap for X amount of dollars. Like, I'm paying you to take this motherfucking nap.
Wow.
What is it that we got to do to invest in some shit like that and start putting barbershops? Because they got the shoe shining spot in there. All of them got shoe shining spots.
Yeah, you know how many times you come from a place, you've been there a week or so, your shit ain't fresh like it was when you went. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying, you like, you know what? I'm going to catch this flight. You know what I'm saying? You running around doing shit. Oh, shit, I forgot to get a haircut. You know what I'm saying? Or just anything, you want to get your shit taped up right quick. You just want to get your shit washed and get your scalp massage and some dumb shit. Like a barbershop in a motherfucking airport? Nigga.
We got to figure that thing out. You go get you some license. I
should
have kept
that to myself. I shouldn't have said that.
Ain't nobody listening but us.
Okay,
good.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody paying attention to us. They didn't hear that.
A fucking, yo, that shit right there. I mean, just think about it. You at somebody's mercy. If you go into an airport first of all, the water in the airport, a dollar water is $5.50. So you know a haircut's going to be $38.90.
Mm-hmm. Listen to what I'm getting ready to tell you. Remember, we got to Dallas in time to be able to eat the first time, right?
Yeah.
So I say to my boyfriend, I said, baby, what you want to eat? He was like, I don't know. So we look at the little thing. They got a little list of the places you can dine at. I was like, oh, well, let's go to Chick-fil-A. But we walked past Subway to get to Chick-fil-A, right? But the Subway was smelling so good. So we changed our minds and we went to Subway.
Gotcha.
I said, baby, I'll take the Subway. I'll take care of this. Okay. He was like, oh, look at you. I was like, I'll take care of this. Okay. $29.50 for two things and chips and drinks. And my boyfriend got water out the thing. He didn't get no bottled water. He got water out the machine.
Machine.
Not and like, you know, on the lemonade where you can press down the little white thing and it just gives you water.
Yep.
That's what my boyfriend got. $29.50. $13 for some motherfucking Subway. You would have thought I had ordered one of them goddamn ladders and fed the whole airport.
I know the last time I got something out of the airport, I wasn't even getting on the plane. We were taking my uncle there to get on the damn plane, but we had to wait. It was some kind of little restaurant or some shit in there, and I got a soda. I was trying to holler at these chicks, and I know that damn soda was every bit about $4 or something for a little 20 ounce. That shit was high as hell. The drunk chick out, I was trying to holler at though. So I seen this girl going there, like badass light skinned chick, little petite thing. She was fine as fuck. So we sitting there trying to get my uncle squared away or whatever. And my Uncle Glenn was like, well, they delayed my flight, so we're going to just sit here and chill. So me and my uncle and my sister and my mom, my other uncle, we was like, all right, we're just going to chill and wait. So we're sitting there lounging. And I think I was like, yo, I'm going to try to holler at that motherfucker. So I creeped around there trying to look good, got my soda. That shit pissed me off. It was about damn $4 or something. So I'm sitting there talking to this girl. Never knew who she was. She walked off. And she's like, all right, so we talking or whatever. I still forget the numbers. I said, fuck it, I'm just going to give her my number. But she's like, all right, really? Like that. That's the thing I know. When she gets down to the damn thing, all these people come running up to her and shit. It was fucking Maya, man. When she just came out with a little bullshit ass on with this stuff.
This nigga.
When I tell you, my Uncle Glenn, to this day, every time he bring that story up, he laughs like hell. He's like, yeah, y'all almost had you one, didn't you, nephew? Oh, fuck you.
Oh,
I didn't know who she was, dude. I didn't know who she was because I remember the song was playing like hell on the radio, but I hadn't never seen the video. And then when I finally seen the video, I was mad as hell.
My butt is lying.
Wow.
Whoa. Oh, that's funny.
So I can imagine what the price is in that motherfucking hell. Dude,
man,
you told me
the only place.
Damn near $30 for two subs. I was like, them motherfuckers better been the best goddamn subs ever.
Oh, now they was good. Now they was good because I had a chicken teriyaki sweet onion wrap.
I knew it.
Hey, but go on, check this out, though. You ever heard about this spot in Atlanta? It's a basketball gym, but it's a gym / barbershop. I think they got like a McDonald's and a Burger King in there, all in one.
Nope, never heard of that.
But it's a gym. They used to show all the time when the N1 shit was going on 4th Sun.
All
this
right.
Shit is like, it's like got mad basketball goals and that shit. And while people are waiting on to get, to play ball, they go in there, they get their hair cut, or they go to McDonald's, and Burger King, get something to eat and shit.
That should sound convenient than a motherfucker.
What you talking about? That's my fucking dream right there. About a teenager, and me as a teenager, can shoot ball, get her hair cut, stand there, eat food. I would never go home.
Never. Just to get more money.
And the spot is 24 hours.
Oh, Lord. That's it. Yeah, that's it.
But you know what I think? And so this is just me being random in 24-hour places. Wonder if, you know how sometimes you are going, well, for me, let's say I'm going out with my girls and I'm like, dang, I just broke a nail. Or, dang, my shoe ain't what I thought it was going to be. I need to go get me another pair of shoes real quick. Wonder if they had a 24-hour nail shop and shoe store.
This nigga is looking for the very, very niche business. It's only 5 people in each city that go shop there.
No, because I break my nail. I'll break the nail randomly.
You would be amazed at how many motherfuckers would get off third shift or second shift and actually then go shopping and shit.
True. See,
the nail shit, I see that one. I see, yeah, that shit right there, I can see that. You know what I'm saying? You're on your way out, you break a nail. Oh, no, I can't go out like this. So I can see that. But the shoe shit, nigga, if you can't wait to, if you left your house with them motherfuckers on, you keep them motherfuckers on.
What if you break your heel?
Then you take both them bitches off, you hold them in your hand, you put your heel in your purse so you can get it fixed tomorrow, and you fucking just deal with it.
I ain't lying. Don't be trying to walk on the ball of your foot, because that's not But sometimes, though, when I see kids come out the club, and they're just walking barefooted as hell on that damn concrete, that's the nasty-ass shit.
Why you always keep a pair of shoes in the car?
Yeah, that's some of the nastiest shit ever.
But Dre, you gotta be a certain kind of drunk to do that. So that's the chicks you talk to. See, you look at that from the wrong perspective, bro. You look at that from the wrong
perspective. You said a certain kind of drunk.
To walk through the parking lot, bare motherfucking foot.
What?
Come here, Stacey. Come get on my back. Let me give you a piggyback ride.
I keep a pair of flats in my truck. I will go get a wristband and be like, I'll be right back. And I will go put my flats on and come back in the club.
I hear that.
And don't let me have a purse with me that I can put my flats in and I ain't got to go out the car.
Ain't that some shit, Dre? She walk in the club 5'10". By the time she get in the club, she's 5'1" again.
Oh, man. Her personal flat stuff are in the damn in her purse and she can't make it fit. I gotta put it in the damn purse. And then she would jam them in there so hard and wear the zip that she can't put her keys in her pocket. So I gotta hold the keys.
That's an answer.
No. I want y'all to know this strawberry Hennessy that I'm drinking is awesome.
Strawberry
Hennessy. My eyes are cross like this. Is this that white?
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Let's tell you what I did. So
I want to hear.
I took some strawberry puree and some strawberries, and mixed it with the white Hennessy, and put it in the blender and mixed it up real good with some ice, and made a frozen drink with the strawberry Hennessy.
Okay. Gotcha. I thought you were saying there was a product.
I make drinks. When I say I'm about to make me a drink, I'm not making I'm just going to drink me some vodka and some juice. No, I'm going in here. I'm turning on my goddamn blender. I'm making some motherfucking drinks around this port.
You stupid. Okay, I got something for you. You know the V8 splashes?
Yep.
Have you ever had the coconut pineapple one?
Nope, because I don't like coconut.
Nigga, you like this one. I'm going to tell you you're going to like this one. You
don't
taste,
I'm like it, I don't like it.
I'm telling you, it don't taste like coconut nor pineapple.
What's
I never knew
idea?
You could put two things. You put two things together and it don't taste like neither one of them. I was fucking amazed. The shit just tastes like tasty. It tastes like tasty.
How the hell they put the work?
The shit is delicious. Nigga, I happened to go into the dollar. I needed some aluminum pans. So I walked into the little Dollar Tree, and I walked past that. And I ain't usually want to be buying, like, food and shit from the Dollar Tree, you know what I'm saying? But this was juice, so I figured it was different. So I got me my little juice. Yo, I got home. I put it in the refrigerator, let it get a little cold. I opened that shit up the next morning. Because I was off the next morning. I went and got three of them bitches. That shit was delicious. Delicious. But yeah, but that was
not
a little
delicious.
Bit of something to sip on. Nigga. So you using the blender? Oh man. Mm-hmm. But that strawberry Hennessy sounds very tasty. Sounds very tasty.
It is. And if you want it to not make it in a if you don't want to do it in a frozen form, still do. You can still get the frozen strawberry concentrate from the store, but let it thaw, and then use Hennessy, a little bit of lemon juice, just a little bit, not a whole lot, and some ginger ale in the Hennessy, and it's a great tasty drink. I mean, you can, you know. Yeah. So I got to tell you about this tequila I brought back from New Mexico. Because it's this tequila that they make over there. So we went, while we were out there, we rode the ATVs on the in the desert and on the beach and on some sand dunes. And we also rode camels. Well, after we rode all of that, we did a tequila tasting. So we got to taste different tequilas that are made in that area. I bought this one tequila back. It don't even taste like tequila. It's so sweet. It tastes like a little fruity drink. But he said, you don't have to mix it with nothing. All you have to do is pour it over ice. And I was like, man, what? So I bought a big bottle of that. I haven't opened it yet, but it's awesome. And this lady at the tequila tasting, it's, wait a minute, I got to say it, it's Spanish. It's Los Gallos. And it's tamarindo flavor. Nathan, you laughing. This shit's fucking awesome. When I open it, that's all I got to say.
I hear that shit. It's going to be all kinds.
I'm not
going to
share that shit. I'm not going to share it. I should have brought more than one because I can't find
it. It's Cinco de Mayo, so everybody's drinking their tequila.
I might have to open my tequila for the Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
I'm a Cinco de Mayo. I'm going to tag with my Mexican cousins. You know they call me cousin. Hey cousin. I'm like, hey, like the guy who made my necklace. I got I bought a necklace there, and he was like, "You come sit down. I'll make you earrings too." So he made me some earrings to go with my necklace. So, but. They love me in foreign places. They love me.
They love your fucking money. They don't give a fuck about you. They like your money.
They're like, what?
You thought he was calling you cousin. He was calling you currency. That's the fuck he was calling you.
You stupid.
It just sounds like cousin because he's speaking in Spanish.
You dumb. I like Mexico, but we're gonna go other places too. We're not just gonna keep going to Mexico.
Wait,
I do
want
to go to South America.
Let me ask you this: So we know that the airports are markups. You know what I'm saying? Wonderland. They just love to raise the price of shit. Now y'all tell me if y'all agree. The only other place I've seen that mark up shit like an airport is the motherfucking rest stop on the side of the highway. You go to Maryland House, or you go to, you know what I'm saying, one of them fucking big fucking rest stops inside of 95. Nigga, the cheapest thing in them shits is the little massage chair. You know what I'm saying? So other than that, everything is fucking $6 and up for a fucking a stick of gum or some dumb shit. That should be killing me going to them rest stops.
Mm, mm, So, okay, I know this is off, real off topic, right? So I'm scrolling on my Facebook, and somebody posts something that's saying, I finished your cure, passes at 69. Oh, she's been gone since 2016.
Wait, repeat that? I hate when they be doing that shit.
Repeat that?
Alfini Shakur, Tupac's mama. Somebody posted something about her passing. Well, she's been gone since 2016.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Motherfuckers just be checking on this shit sometimes. It'd be too long.
No, it ain't that. It's these fake ass damn blog sites that Facebook just started them adding to the damn thing and shit, and they like centuries fucking behind. No sense. And these fools, they'll post it like they didn't know.
Right. I mean, I heard all of the people that shot too. I was talking about that the other day.
Shut up, dummy.
I'm sorry. Yo, why? So boom, real quick on some bullshit. Why today, you know, I drive this big-ass bucket truck around at work. So it's been raining up here the last few days. So, you know, when you have a very, very, very heavy truck, you don't go on grass or dirt, because that shit will sink in. So I was like, yo, the grass is wet, so I ain't been, you know what I'm saying, put my truck on the grass and shit. I just been, you know what I'm saying, using my little ladder and climbing up there. So my dude today at work, he was like, nah, you can go on there, it's dry, it's dirt, you can do that. Why this nigga got me stuck in the motherfucking mud? This nigga got me stuck in the mud. I got my fucking, she ain't going nowhere. She ain't going nowhere. I'm like, nigga. See, that's what happens on a bigger note. That's what happens when you don't listen to your inner voice. When you listen to another motherfucker and you know something in your head and in your gut saying, nah, don't do that. And you listen to somebody else, you get the shit that I got today. You get stuck in a motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? That shit had to be at least a foot deep. How far that shit sunk in it. Now I got to call it.
Why?
Some bullshit. So I need me one of them strawberry Hennessy to make my day go right, I guess.
Yeah. You can use regular Hennessy. You don't have to use the white Hennessy. You can use regular Hennessy. That's what I've used before.
Oh, so you've done this before? Is this one of the ones, the drinks you had, you know what I'm saying, for cocktails or combos?
No.
No, because she did this one, cocktails. Shit, Nick probably would have throwed it up.
You stupid.
Not throwed it up.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I make, you know, I make a different drink every time we do cocktails and combos.
That's why I asked if you did this one. So this is some personal shit. So you stingy with strawberries.
Well, no, because you know, for a while there was a shortage on Hennessy. You can't really go buy it in the store. Like some stores wouldn't even have it because they wouldn't have it in stock. But see, the side of town that I live on, people were like, how are you getting Hennessy? I live on the white side of Greensboro. Y'all niggas ain't driving on this side of the
street. Where the liquor store, what the fucking, the fucking Popeyes ain't got chicken either? What the fuck is going on the nigga side of town that they ain't got no Hennessy?
They going in there and they driving it up.
They
gas station ain't got no Black and Miles neither?
No, we see them, but see down here.
They got Black and Miles in my store.
When they go by Hennessy going, they got a 5 feet fucking folks or some shit.
Y'all motherfuckers is a little Negroidian. I tell you that. Because I ain't never been in a liquor store and not seen Hennessy.
Shit. Down here, the Hennessy and the Ciroc, that shit stay gone.
Yeah.
That's
right. And see, like I said, on my side of town, you can find it. Because ain't nobody going to drop, like they literally, ain't no reason why you should be on my side of town. Ain't no reason. Ain't shit over here.
You stupid.
But white folks.
It's Hennessy.
Uh-oh, wait a minute.
That's one reason for them to come and say yak.
Yeah, so they, if they come on this side of town and that's what they're looking for, they'll find it at the ABC store on this side of town. But if I go East Market and Wendover, all them places,
downtown,
they ain't going to really find it. Yeah, they not they forget. Literally, Dre, we went to the ATM, and he was like, "Wait a minute, there's an ABC store over here." Yeah. I said that inside by my house, there is at least 1, 2, 3 ABC stores within
a three-minute drive. This shit is fucking crazy. It's 3 over here, and then where I was at on my side of town, it wasn't but the one downtown, but where you can go to the one on Random and South Ham, but this shit be so packed. It don't make any sense. And then the one on East Market, that shit is nuts.
Yep. Don't nobody come over here. They don't be packed. They don't be running out of shit. Yep.
Cone Boulevard down here. That shit stay empty too.
Yeah.
That's how you can tell, you know what I'm saying, the neighborhood you live in by the establishments that they have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I ain't go from when I moved around here, I went to the little strip mall. And, I mean, certain things catch your eye. And when I seen that DABC, I was like, nigga.
He ain't got to go. I'm home. That nigga said, I'm home.
I am home.
I'm home. I ain't got to go no further than this right here.
No further. Bank? Oh, wait, I got my bank there. I got my motherfucking ABC. That's a Chinese restaurant? Okay.
That
7-Eleven? What? Oh, shit. I'm good. Aldi's is down the street, too? Nigga.
Not Aldi's. What you eating at Aldi's? Turkey?
Not Aldi's. Aldi's.
Oh.
Aldi's is a supermarket.
What the hell you eating at Aldi's?
Nah. Aldi's. Now, that's my initials, nigga.
Tell me. I'm done. We're done. We're done for the night. Y'all done.
Where the white lady at?
We about to kill her. She about to come
and the next time we go into the office, I got some shit for Sarah No H.
Well, her no call, no showing ass. She done pulled a Taylor. So I pulled the table.
Probably somewhere sucking dick.
Distant. That's all right, though. That's all right, though. We got something for her.
Oh, well. She should have came to work.
Yeah, all right,
black people. We thank you so much for joining us this time and this evening. We are going to... Well, next week my baby is preparing for the prom, so we'll play next week by ear a little bit. So
copy.
So we'll talk. I thank you so much for being on time and coming to work today. You black people be awesome and go out and enjoy Cinco de Mayo. Oh, before I go, there was a T-shirt in Mexico that says you are on the fun side of the wall.
Wow.
So,
oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. Funny. Yeah. They cold-blooded. But, yeah, I should have got one.
Right.
But, yeah, I have to get one. I should got one.
The joke ain't the same. The joke ain't the same if you wear it here.
Right. So, I saw it. It's you can appreciate it from that side.
at a bar.
Right, right. It gives a whole different appreciation. They're like, well, where's your MAGA hat at, nigga?
Like, nah, I went to Mexico. I got this shirt in Mexico. That was a fun side of the wall because I got drunk. And I did things in Mexico and had fun.
Yeah, you bucks nuts all over the motherfucking country, you nasty mother.
No, oh, I'm not nasty. I'm not nasty. I'm not nasty. I'm I know nothing. Nope. As long as I ain't come back pregnant, I'm good.
You stupid. All right, cue the white woman.
What? Cue the white woman. I'm out of here. All right, good night, black people.
Doses.
Later.